Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Someone in your life that goes above and beyond but never gets the recognition they deserve. That's an everyday hero. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You can nominate your everyday hero at star999.com.
Well, I'm not sure, Allison, if you know this, but Meredith nominated you to be one of our everyday heroes. Meredith had a lot of nice things to say about you. So, Meredith, why don't we start with you and explain why Allison is an everyday hero?
Well, one, she's a mom to three kids, and being a mom of three, I know how that goes.
Right.
So.
Right.
On top of that, one of her children has special needs, so I imagine that adds to it every day. She also makes amazing cakes, the detail. I think I sent you a picture, Anna, last week of the costume she makes for her youngest son, Sam.
Yeah, that picture was unbelievable. So, Allison, your son has, it's called Vanishing White Matter. Can you explain a little bit what that is?
Yes, it's called Vanishing White Matter Disease, and it's an incredibly rare brain disease. There's only 250 cases worldwide. It's genetic, so he was born with it, but he didn't show signs of it until he was about two. It causes the white matter in his brain to disappear over time, and with it, he loses motor control. And it also happens very suddenly with a bump on the head or a fever. He suddenly loses white matter and then loses motor control.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately, there's no treatment or no cure, and it's terminal, ultimately.
What an incredibly difficult thing to deal with, of course.
So you started a foundation to create awareness.
Yes.
Because, like you said, there's so few families that have to go through
right.
what you're going through.
250 across the world, that's amazingly rare.
Yeah, it's pretty shockingly rare. So just incredibly unlucky to both my husband and I to have a mutation on the same gene. We started a foundation called the VWM Families Foundation, and we run it locally out of Fairfield County, out of Greenwich, where we live. And basically, it was a place, A, for families to get in touch. When our son was diagnosed 6 years ago, there was really no place to go and no information out there. And so it's a place for families to get in touch and also connect with each other. But mostly, we fund research. Because there's so few patients, there's no money for research.
Right.
So really, it's up to the families to raise it. And so that's what we do, is work with the families within the United States and all over the world to try and raise money to fund promising research. There should be some clinical trials coming soon, hopefully. So, that's good news. It just is a lot of work.
No, I understand. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to take the website of the VWM Families Foundation. I'm going to share it on our Facebook page. So if anybody would like to donate or learn more about this, of course, we want to get that out there.
I mean, an incredible job you're doing for your family and for those around you, it sounds like, too, for families all across the world who don't even know that something like this exists
right.
until they find themselves right in the middle of it. Truly amazing.
Well, exactly. Before he was diagnosed, we didn't realize that there were still diseases out there for which there's just nothing you
right.
can do.
No information, right.
Yeah. And
no, just nothing.
And Allison, earlier Meredith had referenced a picture she had sent me. Can you explain the picture? It's got to be a Halloween costume, right?
Yeah, it was for Harry Potter. Was it last year?
Oh, it's the Harry Potter year. Yeah. Well, so our son has been fully wheelchair dependent for about 6 years now. And we all love Halloween. And Halloween is the only time of the year where it's actually really cool to be in a wheelchair. So I started creating these elaborate costumes, and it's awesome because kids come up to him and are like, oh, I wish I could have that costume, and it just makes him feel so special for being in the wheelchair rather than special, you know, not in a good way for being in a wheelchair.
Right.
What an amazing perspective.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
What an amazing thing.
Allison, you are truly an everyday hero. Meredith, you were 100% correct. I mean,
yeah.
Juggling your business, three kids, and creating a foundation so you can help create awareness and raise funds to hopefully one day find a treatment. All the praise in the world for me.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And they travel a lot based on where they want to. They try to expose the kids to as much as they can as well.
You're the best,
Allison. You're
doing
an amazing job. We applaud you.
Yeah, you're my kind of girl. So congratulations on everything you do. It does go noticed, as Meredith said. And I hope that sharing this website will bring a little more awareness to Vanishing White Matter, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We need all the help we can get.